Hello, everybody. This is episode 46. This time I actually checked. I know it's episode 46.
Yeah, it was wrong last time.
I'm not going to keep going overboard and say like 48, 50. I feel like I keep going overboard every time.
Nah, just kidding. Like, this is why we do this every week. We do this like once a month. Oh, I just pushed it. What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh. I guess we'll find out. Sebastian turned the mic red or something. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, so we have a special guest. Would you like to say your name?
My name is Adonis.
So it's Adonis, my godson and Brian's baby.
He's right here just chilling with us. He looks like he's tired of us already. He looks like his mom when she's tired of me.
I was going to say, in Brian, Brian's,
twin?
I was going to say, I'm here with Adonis, my godson, and Brian's the dad in questioning.
Dad in questioning. Yeah, guys, this kid does not look like me. I don't see any similarities, so I'm going to have to get a DNA test soon.
The second, I remember like the first week, you were like, he poops so much. I was like, oh, then he's your son.
Yeah, he's my son.
I was like, that's your son. There's no DNA test to be needed.
As soon as he started pooping like right out the womb, I was like, all right, that's my son.
Yeah.
Makes sense. How would you? It's crazy when kids come out, though, because I saw his head. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's an alien-ass head. Because, like, his head was, like, so large. Like, he had, like, a dome. Mm-hmm. You're ugly, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's whining.
He's a fat boy.
Elaine's not here. Our audience is not here.
So, it's just Adonis here chilling with me. We were going to record with the video.
But Brian didn't want to.
I didn't want to. I didn't want people to see Adonis too soon yet.
Just kidding, y'all. I said I didn't want to. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
You have your days when you don't want to. Yeah, that's fine. It's whatever.
Brian was like, oh, boy, we have to.
No, I didn't say that.
I was like, damn, Brian, I'm sorry. He's like, no, like, you'd sign a contract.
No, when we first started the podcast, I would have been like, we have to, Sebastian. Yeah. But now it's kind of like... whatever.
Y'all can see who puts more effort. So our last podcast has been doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. I really thought after we kind of slowed down with TikTok, posting YouTube videos, you guys still support us, and I love it out here. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to check. What is it called? Spotify podcast?
Hmm?
Let me see. Our last one got like, what, like 60, I think?
Yeah, it's almost 15? Like 60 plays, yeah.
Let me see. No, yeah, for real, though. It's pretty good. But, Brian, what are we talking about today?
So, today, I remember hearing about this game where, like, you come with three stories. You don't tell the person if they're true or false. You just tell the story. The other person has to ask questions. And then they try to figure out if what you're saying is true or BS. Have you heard of it?
So, it's called Truth or Two Truths and One Lie, kind of like that?
I was going to say Truth or BS.
Oh, you're cute.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just honestly have no idea, like, the stories. I was like, what do I say? Like, I don't know, so...
I think it's, like, 50% true and 50% BS. Like, that's what
like,
I would do.
Like, you have to mix the truth with the lie? Or do you say the full story and then you say if it's true or lie?
That's what I would do. What? Like, 50% BS and 50% true. Like, you gotta figure out, like, how you would lie, you know?
Like, what's the lie?
Yeah, what's the lie?
Okay.
All right, you want to start it off?
You start it. Well, I know, but honestly, yes, I do, but I was struggling.
You were struggling? I was struggling. You were trying to keep it PG for Adonis?
No, yeah, I was looking. Sorry, Adonis, I'm not trying to push that gay agenda, you know?
Mr. Adonis. How does it feel being gay on Pride Month?
You know what? I actually feel like I'm thriving. Yeah. You saw those pictures I posted on Instagram?
I was like, look at them go.
Hey, check out my Instagram because those pics were pretty fire. I'm not going to lie. And then I just took a really cute picture with Adonis, too.
I look, you thought you were going to say I took a big ass shit.
No, I'm not you. Do I have permission to post that picture or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I look good. Yeah, Adonis does, too.
Yeah. Should be like, damn, everybody wants me on Pride Month. Even my...
Gunson,
yeah.
My Gunson?
Your
gun?
My Gunson.
Anyways, you go first.
All right, let's see. So, I think it was like our freshman year. For some reason, someone that we know that went to the same school as you went to the football game at Trevor.
Okay.
So, I was there, she was there, and like we're all chilling, talking, and like next thing you know, I see her crying. And I was like, what are you crying for? And she was like, oh, this guy, he made me cry. Da, 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 da. And I was like, what the heck? That's weird. And she was like a homie. She was like a friend. So I was like, let me go talk to this guy. Like, what the heck? Like, why is he making you cry? And, like, I was trying to find him, but I could never find him. Because Trevor's a pretty big school. So, like, it's, like, a big amount of people there. And I was like, where the heck is this guy? And she was like, no, stop, don't. It's okay. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, okay. And then so a couple years later, like my junior year of high school, we were wrestling, all that. And like around January, we always have this little tournament that's all the way in Vegas. And usually like the school pays for it. We don't have to pay for anything. So we went, and like one of the guys that I was wrestling with, we were all just chilling. He was talking to me. He was like, hey, Brian, you remember your freshman year that you were going to fight somebody or something like that? And I was like, I don't remember what you're talking about, bro. And he was like, oh, well, like, you know, I made this one girl cry. And, like, I guess she knew you. And she was talking about how, like, she was going to get you to come beat me up. And I was like, wait, I do remember this.
I would have bet my money on the other guy. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And the other guy was like, yeah, bro, I was scared. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this guy's going to come fight me? Like, what the heck? You think that's true or BS?
I think the first... Did my hair look ugly like that? Anyway, I feel like the first half was true. I think you told me that story before. Mm-hmm. I think you told me that you had a friend that was crying and that you went up to her and, like, who was it? Mm-hmm. I feel like that was true. Mm-hmm. The truth...
No, you have to tell me the whole story is true or BS.
The whole story?
Yeah, it has to be the whole story is like BS or true.
I don't know. Cause I feel like that's something that you would say, but also that's something like you're not very much about drama. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's BS.
It's true.
Ah, shit. It sounded true in the beginning, but towards the end, it sounded kind of not real.
Yeah, why?
I don't know, like, because I feel like if someone approached you like that, you would do something. I don't know.
Like that? Yeah. Oh, he was my teammate.
Oh.
Yeah,
you know I was a teammate?
Yeah.
So you would have wrestled him?
No, we talked about it, and I was just like, that's funny. It wasn't a big deal at that moment.
Okay,
anyway.
Cute.
Work. Alright, you tell me one.
Okay, that was a good story, low key.
I was crazy.
Yeah, I was crazy. I was like, oh shit, Brian's about to get beat up.
Yeah.
Just kidding, guys. I'm trying to think.
You didn't write anything down?
Nah. I didn't write anything down for this school. Man. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, no one keeps staring at you.
Oh, he's so cute. Okay, so in junior year, I met someone. Mm-hmm. And it was the first guy I talked to, mm-hmm. Ever mm-hmm. in my life. And it was around the same time I was talking to this girl.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then I went up to him and I asked for his social media because mm-hmm. he went to our school to do like a TED Talk. Mm-hmm. And then after everybody left, I was like, oh, thank you. And then I asked for his Instagram and then he gave it to me. And a few days later, I slid in his DMs and was like, thank you for coming to our school. And then we talked for a bit and then he came to pick me up from dance one day and then he dropped me off at my house. Is that BS or true?
That sounds BS.
It's true.
What the heck, Sebastian? What the? How old was this man?
No, he was like not even that older than me. Like he's like he was. I was a junior, so I was
17.
He was for legal reasons. He was 17. But
that's weird.
Okay, but that's not something you think about. And like, well, at least
You're not weird. He's weird. Okay. You're not weird. He's weird.
He's weird. Now that I think about it. But you know what's so funny? Actually, I'll save that story later. But
okay.
But yeah, we're 0-0.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Okay, go next.
Are you ready? All right. So back in when I was like 8 or 9, I really liked watching WWE, and you remember DX?
No.
No? So DX was like this a group of wrestlers like Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Mm. And they did this one thing where like they did like a cross chop of their crotch.
Oh.
And they'd be like, suck it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
You remember?
Get it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so and then like I was in elementary school, second or third grade, and I remember I was passing by this one girl and I did that to her. I was like,
that's messed up.
Yeah, but I didn't know, like, what it meant. I just did it because it was funny.
What grade were you?
I was second or third grade.
Okay.
And then, basically, I went back to my class because I think I went to her class to drop off some papers or something. Mm. And as I was walking away back to my class, that's when I saw her, and that's when I did the sucking thing.
Okay.
And then when I got to my classroom, I guess my teacher got a call, da-da-da-da. Mm. The girl snitched on me, da-da-da-da. And then the guy ended up talking to me. He was like, hey, so, like, she told me that you were doing, like, a hand signal, like, suck it or something. And I was like, no, I was just saying hi. Like, right. I was like this. I told him, I was like, uh-huh. I was waving hi where my crotch is at. I was like, hi. And they believed it, and I didn't get in trouble. So.
That sounds very true.
You think so?
Yeah.
It is true.
That's 1 point for me. Yeah, that's 1 point for you. I'm winning, y'all. Okay, my turn. That was a good one, though. I feel like I can tell when you're being truthful or not. Like, but that first one, the reason why that first one tripped me up was because the first half seemed like, oh, yeah, like, for sure.
It would happen, yeah.
But then the last half sounded kind of fake, so I was like, I don't know. But this one was like, oh, I can totally see you doing
it. You can see me doing it? That's funny.
All right, Adon, let's go. Okay, my turn. So, what did I say? Okay, so one of my coworkers right now, she started school, and this is her first time in school in a while, and she's 35.
Oh, wow.
So she's going back
to
school.
By the way, if you're somebody that's, like, older and want to go to college, go ahead. Yeah. Nobody cares. Do your thing.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, before I was really interrupted, I think...
Sorry. I shouldn't have done that on Pride Month. I'm sorry.
So she went back to school and everything, and one of her professors is the guy that I was talking to in junior year.
Really?
True or false?
That's false.
It's true.
No way. What the heck?
Yep. Damn, bro, you suck, bro.
Well, I forget your age group that you go to.
No, yeah, it's true. She was like... She was showing me her professors, and I was like, and she said the name, and I was like, wait, what? Because I knew, like, he
is
a teacher. Yeah, he's a teacher, so I, like, knew that already. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, what's his name? And, like, she said it, and she showed me a picture of him, one of her professors.
Hold on. Tell Sebastian something.
Nice. and Adonis 2024 for presidency.
2024 president. Get your hand out.
She showed me a picture of him, and yeah, it was him. I was shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Right now he's 24. He's a year older than me. Yeah, I think
he's a professor in community college already?
He finished everything really fast.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty much that's it.
That's crazy. What the heck? All right, another story of mine. Not the look.
What look?
What? Oh.
The look?
Oh, okay. I got one.
What are you
looking at?
All right,
so...
False.
Damn, that was quick. Okay, so... back when I was a kid, we used to use, like, sticks for guns. So we would have, like, a large stick, a small stick. And, like, you know, there would be, like, any type of gun that was, like, fit the size. We're like, this is a shotgun. Right. Bah, bah, bah. This is a machine gun. Da, 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 da. And, like, we would make the noises and everything. And at some point, I got, like, a small stick, and I was like, there's a grenade. And I just threw the stick at somebody, and it hit him in the eye. And, like, all you see is, like, blood coming out and everything. And I was like, oh, my God. What the heck? Do you think that's true or false?
I feel like it was true the first half. The second half, I don't know. I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Oh, dang.
I thought I was going to get you with, like...
Two out of three. Do you know what tripped me up when you started talking about the blood? Because you kind of hesitated, so I was like, I don't know, that's in fake. But I'm winning.
That's fine.
I'm winning Adonis.
Tell him, you're tired.
You're straight up yawning.
Yeah. He's a sleepy boy.
Okay. So, I have one. The last one. 3 and 3. And then we'll just free talk. So, the first one. Okay. So, the first time. Oh.
Bless you. Bless you. He's a star.
Nice. Okay. So, when you first started to talk to Elaine. When you told me. Well, I feel like you know this. I was not the biggest fan of her in the beginning.
No, you're not the biggest fan.
Have we ever talked about that?
I don't think so. Damn, we say it word for word.
Have we ever talked about that? I didn't go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
What did we say? Have we talked about that?
I don't think so.
That was funny. Yeah, fun fact, everybody. I did not like Elaine at the beginning. Without even meeting her, which is very not like me.
And Elaine was, like, mad. She was like, he doesn't even know me.
Because she saw the messages, though. Yeah. I remember, so, keep in mind, y'all, Brian and I did not hang out or talk for a while. Like, years. All of our high school years. But we kept in touch
here and there. Yeah, we kept talking to each other, but we just weren't, like, hanging out every day like other people.
We're talking every day, yeah. Right? Like, it was just like a, hey, how you doing? Good, cool.
And then we still hang out sometimes, you know?
Sometimes, yeah. But then after high school, like, Brian invited me out, and we just drove. We just drove. Like, Brian literally just drove, and he went to Quick Trip. I remember the day, too, when you told me. It was in Quick Trip, because you were going to buy, you were trying to see if you could buy Fabuloso, because your mom...
A Quick Trip?
Or was it Walmart that we went to?
We went to Walmart.
We went to Walmart first, but then you were like, I don't have my card. It's only Apple Pay.
Yeah.
So then we went to Quick Trip.
I don't think Quick Trip has Fabuloso. So we went somewhere else, though.
No, you went to Quick Trip to buy a galón de agua. It was a galón.
Oh, yeah.
So you went to Quick Trip to get...
Gallon of water.
Uh-huh. And then he started telling me, like, you know, like, I started talking to this person. Uh-huh. Like, he told me everything about, like, what he thought about her. Mm-hmm. But he kind of told me some things that he was kind of, like, holding back on. And then I remember I showed up, was like, Brian, I don't know, like...
Iffy about her, yeah.
I was very iffy, and I remember through text message, I was like, he would tell me stuff, and I'd be like, Brian, I don't know, like, I don't know, my dude.
It's because, so Sebastian would get, like, screenshots of me and Elaine's conversation, and I'd be like, she's kind of funny, but she's kind of dry at the same time.
That's what it was. I told you that.
Oh, you told me that?
Because Brian would be, like, sending, like, 4 sentences, and Elaine would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. And I told Brian, I was like, Brian, why am I getting the feeling that she does not want to talk to you?
I'm like, nah, Sebastian, she wants to talk to me.
Yeah, he was like, no, like, that's how she is. And I was like, I don't know, Brian, like, that's dry as fuck.
I don't know. When I first met Elaine, I thought she was pretty dry and everything. She could barely talk. If she was here right now, she'd be like, yeah.
She'd be throwing shade right
now. You're the guy. You're supposed to talk.
You're supposed to talk? Yeah, she probably would say that. But it's funny, though, because... I remember I was sure that I was like, no, like...
Yeah, you did not like her.
I did not like her. I was like, I don't think this is not... No, Brian.
He even called me. He was like, Brian, can I be honest with you? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I don't know about this girl, man. She seems kind of like, I don't know. Like, not the vibe.
Yeah, I was like, it's not the vibe. And then I remember the first time we met, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous because I was like, I know this dude. Told her. And we hit it off.
I didn't tell her. She went through my phone.
She went through your phone. Messages. Saw messages of me and him.
Most people are going to hear that and be like, wow.
Toxic.
She was like that the first month. And I was like, yeah, that's how she was.
See, I'm telling y'all, it's not me, it's her.
I think she's going to be like, Sebastian, you're toxic.
She's going to be a man when she listens to this. Love you, Elaine. Anyway.
You see how toxic your mom is, Adonis?
Yeah, literally, though. Just kidding. But anyway, yeah, and then... Yeah, I just remember that. And then I remember we hit it off, like, right away.
Yeah.
And then we got drunk.
Oh, that's true.
And then we just hit it off.
Well, you didn't tell me your story. Your true or false.
Oh, shoot. Well, I mean, there is no truth or false. We just started rambling.
Yeah, no, we did.
I don't know. What should I say?
It's false because you're taking too long to remember.
Well, no, because I'm, like, trying to think of a story how I can, like... I don't know.
I had a couple of stories, but I was like, I can't say those because Elaine will get mad at me.
Who? Elaine? Oof.
She'll be me.
Yeah, up. Save your peace.
Yeah, save my peace.
I have one.
Tell me.
I used to have a friend in middle school. Uh-huh. We used to have a friend in middle school. Uh-huh. Called D.
D's nuts.
All right, see y'all next month. you know?
Yeah.
And one time, she was... Me and her did not get along.
You guys are not.
We did not. Along. We did not get along. We didn't like each other that much. I remember one time during dismissal, they were lining us up at the basketball court. No, we were lining up at the basketball court.
Yeah,
before
outside.
No.
Talking
it was indoor,
inside?
Indoor. It was in the gym where we would line up and then they would release us to go to the buses. It was inside.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
So I remember she would also take the bus. And then one time she said something to me. I don't remember. Mm. I remember I told her, I told her, I was like, hey... I was like, I'm not going to say anything because what I want to say is not nice.
Oh, I think you told me about
that. And then
this.
She was like, well, you were going to call me a wrecking ball?
You said this. This is true.
That is true.
I remember this.
That was very fucked up.
Sebastian, we're dramatic in middle school, weren't we?
But I remember she was so mean to me. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything because it's mean. And she's like, well, that I'm a wrecking ball? Because she was pretty big.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, that you are a wrecking ball. And then I remember, like... It was, like, towards the end of the school year, but then her sister went to my high school. Mm-hmm. And then, for some reason, she would send me letters, like, written letters, saying that she missed me, and then I would send letters back. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we started hanging out.
I think that's pretty cool, though.
That is really cool. We would go out, like, at 4 in the morning to, like, Jack.
Yeah, you guys were chilling.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, her sister, her sister's mans, mm-hmm. which I always thought they were very handsome.
Just because he was white?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
He was. He was tall, basketball. It was cute. I think it was fine. But didn't work out, which is a bummer.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Good times.
It was really good. Yeah. Not middle school. Like, me, my relationship with her was really cool after mm-hmm. high school. Mm-hmm. Not after high school. During high school.
Yeah.
Like, her sister would just pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
I remember one time we were in middle school and I think we stayed up till like 4 a.m. or some shit. I don't remember for what. And we were all tired. We were like knocked down the back and she was just talking to this one guy. And we're all kind of just like chilling, like,
You remember that?
You remember that?
Her mom was not my favorite person.
Yeah, she was all right.
She was
weird sometimes.
I feel like her mom was really weird and like inappropriate sometimes.
Yeah, she was like that.
You know? Yeah. But she's a big bitch. Yeah, she was. Not as in like. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, she's big. Like, she's
big.
You,
yeah.
Like, tall and, like, yeah. She scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's it called? I remember one story. So, back in middle school, all right, you tell me if this is true or BS, all right? All right, so one time, we were in middle school, and I was dating this one girl, and I don't know when. I think it was, like, during recess. Her other friend that I was talking to, she was, like, hey, you know, she did cocaine in class, right? Ooh. And I was like, what? She did cocaine in class? And I was like, that's hella weird. And then, like, I went and asked her. I was like, hey, did you do cocaine or some shit? And she was like, yeah, I did. And I was like, ugh.
Did her name start with A?
No. Oh. I don't even know who that is. But... what? A?
Yeah.
Who the heck is A?
We got two... girlfriends in middle school that started with A.
I don't remember. I only remember one.
I'm gonna type it.
Okay, type it. But yeah.
She ended up dating someone, a boy with name with the letter D. And there was a rumor that they did it in this park right here.
Ooh, who are you talking about? I'm like, who are you talking about?
Your face? Oh, okay, so finish it.
Okay. But yeah, I found that out, and that's when I was like, we're done. That's weird.
I believe that.
Yeah. You believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. I know. I'm so glad, like, you've always had your standards.
I do have
like,
my standards.
One thing I can say is that you have not been single since middle school.
I think he's going to be mad when
you
say that.
However, mm-hmm. you do have respect for yourself and you do have standards, which is really nice. Oh, and you know what? That cracks me up. I remember when you were talking to Elaine, I was like, Brian, you should give yourself time. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, you told
dude,
me this.
I was such an Elaine hater.
Yeah. You didn't support it. Now we have a kid.
I remember I told you, I was like, Brian, you know, I remember I told him one time, I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be like, you have not been single since I've met you, and I was in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, what, 20 or 21?
20. Nah, I was 18.
When you met Elaine?
Elaine was like 23, so...
Okay.
Yeah, she's a pedophile.
Oh, so it's been a while. Yeah, you don't say that.
Nah, Elaine's gonna get mad. She was just 23, I was 20.
Yeah, somewhere around mm-hmm. there. But I remember I was like, Brian, like, you have not been single this at all. Like, you need to give yourself time to, like, find yourself and, like, you know, do things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yeah. And then, like, next week you were like, oh, yeah, we're dating.
Yeah.
I was like, Brian, whatever. But look at you now with the whole baby in your lap.
I know. Well, by the end of the day, guys, I'm going to tell you guys something. Elaine said on the first day, she was like, wow, I could see myself being with him forever.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm like that. I'm built like that.
Must be nice to be built for relationships.
Hey, you hate contact.
Not that much, I guess. So, right. I'm talking to an old fling, speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
That's and y'all crazy. Thought it was who?
We thought it was this guy named Octopussy.
That's nice.
And I legit hate this guy named Octopussy. Like,
I kind of felt you were going to be pissed if it was going to be him.
I was like, Octopussy, really?
Why out of him? Everybody?
Out of everybody? Like, him?
Yeah, no, never again with him.
That guy is crazy.
Yeah, I kind of want to say his name. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But anybody who ends up with him,
wait, good luck. Told me the name.
Oh. Hey. It's not the one that's in the police corp or whatever. Uh-huh. Not her. It was another one. She was really white, really pretty.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Oh.
And she dated someone.
I don't think they did.
Didn't they?
No, I don't think they went to the...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're thinking about another girl that he did that with. They went to the movie theaters and everything.
Okay.
It happened at Latino Cinema.
Do you know whose dad owned that?
Yeah, that one kid that
you hated. That one kid that was so annoying.
He had beef.
I didn't have beef, but he was really annoying.
Yeah, he talked too much.
Him and his friend, the baseball captain, what was his name? Do you remember the baseball captain? I hated him. He would always be like, yeah, we're the baseball, and I'm the baseball captain.
What was the initial?
I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name.
But
he was really annoying. And I remember they lost every single game in 7th and 8th grade but one. And when they won that one game, I remember he came in like...
Oh, proud of himself.
All freaking arrogant.
Tell him Adonis.
Tell him what's up. He's so cute. I want to go back to and listen to the part where we both started talking the same.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You have another story? Sure, BS.
No, I think I'm good.
You talked about everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was thinking about stories to tell you, I was like, wow. I have a lot of good stories.
Yeah, you do.
Good times.
Yeah, honestly. Didn't it's true? One time I danced with a married man at a club.
Yeah,
and I got body checked.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But I didn't know. Did I? I told S.
Yeah, I think.
Because that's who I went with.
Yeah. I okay. Think tongue though. Because okay. You're like, yeah, we made out a little bit, and then someone came up to me, body checked me, and was like, hey, you know he's married, right?
Oh my gosh, Brian. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good memory. Yeah. I remember I was dancing with this guy, and it was really cool. He was very handsome.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember we were making out a bit, and then I got body checked twice. And then I looked at the guy that body checked me, and I was like, hey, are you with him?
Uh-huh.
He's like, you know he's married. And I was like, oh, yeah, I knew. Like, bitch, I just came here, and I met him. Like, what? Do you really think I know this person? Mm-hmm. And I remember, he's like, he didn't tell you? And I'm like, no, we're too busy.
Can you trust somebody, like, in, like, a relationship? Like, if they go to a club and everything, and, like, you're like, I don't want to go out chill here.
Yes.
But they go out with their friends.
I would trust it. Uh-huh. Because I feel like the truth always comes out, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I do let my partner go out, because it is toxic being like, no, you can't go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's toxic if they're like, oh, then I won't go out because you don't want to go out. Like, mm-hmm. no, do your own thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody talks at one point.
Yeah.
So I feel like. Huh?
Like, everyone's going to find out.
Oh, yeah. Like, at one point, I'll find out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Understandable.
And if like you let you go to a party with your friends and you come at a, if you have a routine of going at a certain time and coming back at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
but then there's a day where you come back like 3 hours even later than you usually do, then that's shady, you know.
But what if like say they start going out consistently? Are you gonna have a problem with that?
It would be a problem if they didn't invite me.
Mm-hmm.
If they were trying to go out consistently without me,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like but it, like.
But what if you're not just like, what if you're not a party guy? What if you just don't want to chill?
Then that's a me thing, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just asking, like, in general. Like, say you want to be at home, chill, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, like, I just want to go party. I want to go to the bars. I want to go to the club. You're not going to be like, nah, chill, relax. Like, stay here with me, and then we could go next week or something.
Not really.
And what if they're like, nah, you don't care?
Like, you still trust them? Well, no, because I've been in a few situations where that's happened,
yeah.
and I'm not like that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, I've had a person in my past tell me, I just wish you cared what I did.
Damn.
And I was like, bitch, you grown.
Going to the club and everything?
Yeah, Jay.
That's what you cared about?
He was mad one time because oh my gosh, he would get so mad, dude. Like, I have the messages. Like, he would, I remember, he would get, like, he was toxic as heck.
Mm.
I remember, like, he would get mad for everything. So one time every time he would get mad,
mm-hmm.
I would ask him once. Hey, what's wrong? Like, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. And he would say nothing. And I was like, good night. And then the next morning, he'd be like, it's just weird how you don't, like, care. Okay, yeah. Or you don't want to, like, know what's really going mm-hmm. on. And I remember I told him, I was like, I asked you once. Uh-huh. You're a grown-ass man, and if you don't want to tell me the How first... How old was he? He was 26.
He was 26?
And I was 19.
And I remember, it's supposed to be the opposite.
Opposite. And I remember I told him, I was like, you're grown. I was like, and when I ask you once, I expect you to tell me. I'm not going to be, like, begging you to tell me what's wrong.
Yeah.
And he would get mad. He's like, it just shows that you don't care. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to... I don't give a fuck if you're mad. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to tell me or not.
Yeah.
You know?
That's hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Like, make me brave, bitch.
Damn. Yeah. So, like, say you're in a relationship with somebody and, like, you're 30. Damn. And they're, like... They're like, I don't know, what's the max age you would go for after when you're 30?
Honestly, probably like late 40s.
Late 40s?
Yeah.
You go for late 40s?
I would go for late 40s right now.
God damn. That's why your age group is everywhere.
Well, yeah, dude, my age group is everywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
That's funny.
What's it called? But yeah, like, say they still want to party, mm-hmm. but you want to settle down. Are you still going to want to commit to a relationship with them?
Yeah. Going out doesn't mean you're not settling down.
Yeah. That doesn't I don't mean, know. There's some people that, like, they go out too much. And, like, it's kind of
But
like,
that's subjective, though. Because your too much is different from my too much. Mm-hmm. And my too much, for example, my sister going out twice in a week is too much. For me, it's, like, nothing.
Mm, that is nothing.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. It's subjective. Her mm-hmm. version of too much may be different from mine. Mm-hmm. That's where you come in, like, communication with your partner. Hey, like, how much... is too much for you.
So you'd be okay with someone like partying a lot and everything, and like you'd be fine with it? That's something.
Maybe at that age, not so much.
That's what I'm trying to say.
At that age. Yeah. At that age, I'd probably be like, damn, like, relax. You're 40, 50, like, you ain't got bills? Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, like, let's chill a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if it, yeah. Would you feel weird if you had friends that were, like, in their early 20s and you were 30?
If I had friends like that? No.
Because we're almost 30.
Because I feel like guys can be friends. Oh, baby, talk. Talk, baby, talk. Tell him. I hate you.
He got a child.
He didn't want to talk no more. I feel like it's different with guys because guys could be friends with anybody in any age group.
So girls can't be friends with anybody?
I feel like girls can't. I feel like girls are like always like...
Canceled.
Nah, for real. Girls like can't be friends with each other because I feel like drama always happens.
That is a very sexist notion of women.
I don't know because every time I've talked to a girl, they always tell me how much they hate their friends that are girls.
Oh. And who's that?
Throughout high school, throughout middle
that's
school.
High school though. That's high school. I'm gonna yell that. That's high school, though. Mm-hmm. You're basing it on, like, people that are in high school, and right now you're, like, older and more, quote-unquote, mature. And for example, if I had a friend that was a girl and she had that mentality, I wouldn't be friends with her. Mm. But I have friends that are, you know, 21, 22, and they don't have that mentality.
True.
So, Brian, you're just being sexist.
Yeah, I'm a sexist pig. I don't know what I'm talking about. I hate Pride Month.
I believe it.
It's funny because, like, you know when they, when there's, like, those TV shows that are just like, you sexist pig.
Yeah. My sister and I had a whole conversation about gay people today.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Just how, like, we're being targeted right now and...
Yeah, I feel like
how it's
put it all in your face or something. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Right, shut up. Like, how, like, right now, like, it's about the kids. Yeah. But if it was really about the kids, you know, gun control would be in place. Mm-hmm. Schools would be safer.
You know how
you know?
People do. They just, like, want to switch the conversation to something where, like they want to keep their guns and they want to keep gay people out. That's all they want to do. They don't want to keep it. They don't want to change.
And Dennis looks so funny right now.
He's a fat kid.
He said gay rights. I sent Elaine, his mom, obviously,
yeah.
a picture. You saw it.
Yeah,
I'm just letting our viewers know. I sent her a picture, and then I said, "He's mad. I'm holding him." And then I took another picture of him yawning, and me looking very good in that picture. Mm-hmm. And then I said, "He said gay rights." People are gonna be like, "You're pushing your agenda." And then Elaine was shady like always, and said, "He's tired of your shit."
Elaine do not care about your feelings.
Literally. And then I sent another picture, and I was like, he said, "Why are you on the phone? Are you not working?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I agree. And then Elaine said, "He's a hater."
That's funny. What's it called? What? You're coughing? You're sneezing? It's okay, baby. Oh, that was a big one, kid. Sheesh, all over my arm. Better not get me sick.
Oh, I know. So I'm out of school. Mm-hmm. And I cried a lot.
Tell me what you did on your last day.
Watch movies and cry. No, I did cry, though. I did cry. Mm-hmm. Because one of the middle schoolers I started with last year, mm-hmm. He's really sweet. And he reminds me, his friend group reminds me so much of us. Mm-hmm. So like, they always take care of each other. Like, last time, mm-hmm. One of his a family member of his died, and he came into my room to get a snack, and he was kind of, like, bummed out.
Wow.
And another student that's also in that group hugged him. And I was like, oh, like, that's sweet, you know? Sweet. And he's not coming back next year. And it was sad because he would always call me Tio for some reason. Mm-hmm. He's like, you just remind me of my Tio. He's like, you're so cool, whatever.
You should have been like, your Tio's gay or what?
So at the yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, he came up to me crying, and he's like, I'm not coming back anymore. And then, I thought it was really sad.
It is pretty sad.
And I cried a lot, actually. But I'm going to tell his friend to send him my email, so in case he needs, like, a letter of recommendation for high school or, like, a job, I can hook him up with it.
Yeah. What's it called? I was going to say, at least you know you're making an impact on your students, though.
I know. That's
pretty cool. Like, by the end of the day, like, at least you're making connections.
Dude, but I don't even understand, though. I was sobbing. I was walking down the hallways, and, like, four teachers was like, are you okay? And I was like, I promise. I was like, I'm fine. I'm just, it's hard right now. So then I went to my assistant principal, which is also my coach, because, you know, we had to turn in some stuff. And she had to close her door because she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
She was scared. Like, she was like, are you okay? And I was like, it's just.
She's like, you're going through it, huh?
Yeah. She was like, it's. And then she started crying. She's like, it's okay. She's like, your first year is always the hardest. She's like, you're going to miss them every day. And I cried with my leader. Dude, I was crying with everybody. I was a mess.
It's crazy because you're not a person that shows your emotions.
I'm not, dude. But I cried so much. I literally went home right after.
Uh-huh.
And we had to finish, like, moving desk and stuff. I didn't. I went home because I felt sick to my stomach. I was like, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Did you knock out when you got
home? I got knocked out for, like, 4 hours.
Knocked out.
It
sounded like we're, like, from New York.
From New York. And I went home and I cried to my mom for another hour. Uh-huh. And then I showed them everything that I was gifted. Mm-hmm. Which was a lot, no, dude.
Took that out. You got the whole cable, guys. I'm sorry.
Sorry, y'all. No, I got gifts up that.
You got gifts?
Hella.
What?
Let me show you a picture. And super cute gifts, too. And a lot of parents were like, you can't even tell it's your first year. Like, they're being really sweet.
That's pretty cool that they care about you like that.
Dude, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't get presents. They'd be like, that guy's a thug. He's
ghetto. I got all of this.
Damn, all that?
And this.
Damn.
Yeah. A lot.
They want to feed you good.
I know. I'm like, don't y'all see how bad? Well, I got a Dunkin' card too, which is really sweet.
You got a what?
A Dunkin' Donuts card.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. How much?
15. I was like, man, you got like 15? I'm kidding.
You know what my family did for Elaine for Mother's Day? What? They gave her $85 in Starbucks gift cards.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. I didn't get anything in for Mother's Day. I was going to buy her ice cream, but y'all didn't answer me.
Oh, yeah. So, I forgot about this.
Yeah,
I thought you just didn't care about her.
You're fucked up. And I paid for her food last time. That's her Mother's Day gift y'all invited me. They were like, no, let us pay because we invited you out. And I was like, no, I'll pay. And I was like, y'all just got me next time, right? Dude, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that place since we ate.
It's so good, huh?
So good.
I'm telling you, every time, like, I had the chance to go and eat it, I'm like, I need to eat it now. Because it's so hard to go, like, after work or anything. Because it's, like, it's a far drive.
It's far.
It's, like, 40 minutes from here. Yeah. And then plus a drive back home. Then plus Adonis. Yeah. So it's better for us to go, like, when it's a Sunday or, like, mm-hmm. Saturday. Like, if I don't work.
Yeah.
So we always try to do it.
Well, I ate pho today, and I was like, this is nasty.
It's not the same?
I was like, and it was my favorite pho place. Yeah. I was like, nah, I want to go
over here. Over here?
Right here.
And then,
I was like, I don't want to be here.
It's because it's so good over there,
so
Sebastian.
So good. People, I'm not going to say, we're not going to say the name.
Nah, we're not saying the name. Now we're gatekeeping, now.
Yeah, we are gatekeeping.
Did you tell your sister about it?
I did.
And what's she saying?
She's like, I've been wanting to go forever. She's like, I saw that place because they have it in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Who told me that? Was that Elaine that told me that?
No, so Elaine said that she saw one on TikTok that was in Cali or Vegas.
Okay, then it must have been the same thing because my sister also saw it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know there's one over there and I've been wanting to go. I told her, like, we have to go. Like, it's so...
You guys are gonna love it.
And that drink that we got...
From the sweet tea
box? Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty bomb, too.
Dude, I fell in love. Like, I've been drinking... I've been thinking about it since then.
It's so good.
So good.
And we want to know about it
if it wasn't for Elaine.
Thanks, Elaine.
Shout out to my baby mama.
Yeah.
She forced me to go because it was our anniversary, and she was like,
"You didn't want
to
go."
I didn't want to go. I don't like trying new places, like if I don't know if it's gonna be good or not. Because I want to eat good food. I don't want to just be like testing out food and being like, "Oh, that was nasty."
Like, not enjoy it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to waste money.
Well, those souped up things that you got.
Uh-huh. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Titties.
Bon appetit.
And then the what I got was really good too.
Yeah, it was
you
good.
Guys really liked it. Which
I was surprised you got something good because yeah. Like my family, we took them and they didn't get anything.
They're like, "What the fuck? Where's the yeah. beans and rice?"
Yeah, they're like, "This is whack."
Yeah, but we're not gonna say where though.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 boo, boo.
Don't tell him, Adonis.
Would you be mad if Adonis became an iPad kid?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would actually judge you guys as parents.
I can't believe it.
I would.
That's racist.
Sorry.
Nah, we're not going to try to do that, though. We're going to try our best to limit his screen time. Because, you know, by the end of the day, like, if he wants to watch it for a bit, let him watch it. But, like, I don't want him to be
dependent
focused on that. Yeah.
Elias is thankfully not an iPad kid.
Yeah.
He's slowly getting more screen time. Mm-hmm. But my sister's also kind of like, no, like, we need to cut it off.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he's not, like, throwing a fit because he wants a phone.
Yeah.
He throws a fit because he wants toys.
Yeah.
Which I would much rather,
I'd rather do that. Yeah.
If you're an iPad kid and your mom lets you, I'm judging the fuck out of you.
You know what I saw? I saw on TikTok that people judge other parents based off their stroller. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't judge that. I'm more like, wow, I should have got that one.
Do you guys have an expensive one or no?
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, well, other strollers we have is that they bought it for us.
Nice. Well, my sister has a pricey one now.
Uh-huh.
My mom and I bought her one that's like a triple.
Yeah, because she needs that for sure.
The front one for Elias, the back one for the baby, and then there's a seat in the bottom for Elias. So it's like two seats. So it's really cool.
That's cool.
But,
it's a tricycle.
It turns into a tricycle.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I'm like, I wish a mom would judge my sister.
I told Elaine, I was like, damn, if you have another kid, it's going to be tough taking them everywhere.
It is, trust me.
Like, I feel bad for your sister.
My sister uses these bags.
Yeah, she's the same thing.
These are the lavender smelling ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to get you guys one probably. It's a trash can.
Oh, it's a trash can?
It's just for diapers.
Oh. I remember I saw those and I was like, they remind me of the bags we would get for my dog.
Oh, Elias, you say you're a dog. You're a dog, son.
You called him Elias? His name is Adonis.
Oh, my gosh. Elias. Adonis.
Damn, twice?
Sorry.
This man needs some
sleep. Sorry, Bubba's.
You're fat.
No, he's not. Don't say that.
You think he looks like Mina or like Elaine?
He looks like Elaine.
You think so?
I think he does. He's so cute. Que estás viendo, papas? Look, he's smiling.
Yeah? I can't see.
He's not a smiler, so I'm really happy I'm making him laugh.
I know. He's all grouchy right now. Your sister said the same thing, right? She was like, he looks like Elaine.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, definitely Elaine. He has Elaine's nose for sure.
Yeah. But you can see the eyelashes look. He has my eyelashes.
But he does have your hair.
Yeah.
I am myself.
I'm eating up.
Yeah, my sister has this too, which is really cool.
We're already 43 minutes. You want to end it?
Yeah, we can end it.
All right, go ahead.
Because my sister's making dinner, so I'm about to go eat. I haven't eaten all day. I think I'm depressed.
I think you are too, man. You've been sleeping a lot lately.
I have. Last time, I remember last time, what did I say? I was like, guys, I was like, I think I'm depressed. And you're like, why do you say that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, and I named a bunch of things. And Brian said was, yeah, you're depressed. I was like, damn.
You have to be brutally honest.
I'm going to go to ASU and get my ID and stuff.
Oh, okay. You haven't done it yet?
I haven't done it. I don't have money for it yet. Already struggling and we haven't started yet.
You do a payment plan.
For the parking spot?
Yeah, for everything, I think. Like, they'll charge you and then, I think so. I don't know, to be honest.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy, though? $300 just for parking?
Dude, the most. Like, it better have, like, shade.
Nah, they're not gonna have shade.
Of course they don't, fucking assholes.
No, they have shade. It just depends where you go. Because they have solar panel parking or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're not gonna say which ASU we go to.
I think we said it like multiple times.
Did we?
Yeah.
I was gonna say we go to ASU West, but I'm not gonna say it.
We go to ASU Tempe.
Okay, we can end it. Yeah, I think this is good.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, y'all get them views up.
Elaine's gonna watch this and be mad at us because we talked about her.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, I can't believe Sebastian said he hated me.
She knows. It ain't nothing new. Elaine.
I low-key forgot about that. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I remember.
I'm like, Elaine.
It's so long.
We do.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this right now, Elaine, I just want to let you know that you've been new how I felt.
look
at his
like
face.
That.
I know. I was going to say, look at his face. He's defending his mama.
Don't talk about my mama.
All right, Brian, you want to end it? Or do you want me to end it?
You end it.
Yeah, we're doing this new thing. Brian decided out of nowhere that I'm ending it. Now, who gave you that dumbass idea? Did she really? Well, yeah, we're going to leave. All right, we're going to say bye, everybody. Yeah, thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. Please keep those views up because we were doing pretty good. But you guys can catch us on Gay Guy, Straight Guy podcast on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. No, and Apple, Spotify, anywhere else. Thank y'all. We love you. We're going to try to hit 50 episodes before July. No, before August.
Before July.
July. Wait, no, we're in June. Oh, shit. That was fast. What are you going to give me? Oh, gosh, it is Father's Day. Well, I'll give you an ice cream if you answer. I want to save that story for next time.
Okay. What's it called? Sebastian does not suck dick, they suck him, and that's it. Bye, guys.
I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna say nothing.
Bye, y'all. You have to say it now.
No!
You have to end it. Say what you're gonna say.
I was gonna say, I was like, the fact that you ain't wrong, now get it. Bye, y'all.